In Venezuela, there's a traditional Christmas dish called hallacas. They're similar to tamales. Millions of Venezuelans who have fled their country now have to prepare the dish far from their homeland and relatives. KUER's Ciara Hewlett visited one such family in Utah.
Yesenia Castejón and her family have played this song every Christmas since they left Venezuela 6 years ago. It's about being away from family during the holiday. Yesenia's relatives are spread across the world, but they still make hallacas together over their phones.
We talk while doing it. Even from a distance, we see each other on the little screen, and like that, we feel a little closer.
17-year-old Valeria cuts vegetables for the filling and tells me that she doesn't know if she'll ever return to Venezuela.
Siento que en los migrantes como que su futuro es bastante incierto.
She says the future is very uncertain for migrants. Dad Anaximenes Chirinos says they left Venezuela because it's really unsafe and unstable.
You don't know if you should be more worried about common crime or be more afraid of law enforcement or of the state.
Cooking hallacas is reminding Yesenia of her mother back home.
I try to imitate my mom's hallaca, but it never turns out the same.
She mixes corn flour and water by hand to make the dough, or masa, then spreads it onto a banana leaf.
We spread the dough out nice and flat.
Then they add the filling on top before wrapping it up. Eight-year-old Leticia has cut heart shapes out of banana leaf scraps and wants them to go inside each hallaca.
Ay, qué bonita.
Sí, ahora es una nueva tradición.
She says putting hearts on the hallacas is now a new tradition. Back in Venezuela, they would make 150 hallacas, but tonight they only made about 25. Yesenia says eating the hallaca transports her back to her homeland.
Definitivamente es eso. Volver transportarte a Venezuela es como.
For NPR News in South Jordan, Utah, I'm Ciara Hewlett.